22 after 7 o'clock. This is Money Radio's Business for Breakfast Show. Ken Morgan and Mark Asher, and the CEO of Maxim Software Systems joining us. Is your last name Zlatan? Is that how you pronounce it, Alex?
Yeah, that's accurate.
All right. Back in the old days, I was thinking that if you wanted to steal somebody's health records, you had to break into the doctor's office and rummage through a file cabinet in the middle of the night. But today, we have information all over the place. I guess the big question is, if someone steals your health records that are out there somewhere in cyberspace, what do they do with them?
That's a great question, and I know everyone is kind of eager to learn what's happening with that information, but there's a lot of things that can happen. The mildest of things would be if they would sell it to a company that does targeted advertisements. So if you have a certain condition, all of a sudden, everywhere you go online, you would see specific advertisements for products for your condition. Now, if we go to the other extreme, that information can be shared with some parties and then be used against you. Let's say if you are going through a divorce and custody hearing, that information can be used against you. And I've had one of these instances happen here in Canada. So there's a variety, a myriad of things that can be done with your health records. And even if no one uses it, I don't think that people would like information about their health be known in the public or by various sides.
What is the healthcare provider's kind of role? Like, what are they responsible for in trying to protect us?
That's a great question. So any health provider that collects information is a custodian of information. So the information, in fact, belongs to the actual patient. But the health providers need that particular information to provide the services. So they are the custodian, and as such, they must protect it according to all the regulations that there are with extreme care. And that's kind of what the healthcare providers have been struggling with, because they're not IT professionals, and the majority of information that we have in healthcare is digital. Now, to say even more to that, the future is where centralized databases with all of our information is going to be accessible by any health provider in the state or in the country. And that is going to need some additional security levels, because it is centralized, and the risk of it getting exposed and exposing, you know, millions and millions of records out there is very high.
Use the phrase, we're going to need some security. Are they working on it now?
Well, you see, the security, I guess cybersecurity is very similar to regular security. You know, you create new technologies, new tools, new approaches, but then you have the cyber attackers who do exactly the same thing, just the opposite. They reverse engineer the tools, the technology, as you know, there's always, if there's something valuable to steal, whether it's a diamond or health information or credit card information, thieves are going to find ways to steal it. There's no 100% guarantee, and no one can do that. So there's always going to be risk.
Following the news daily here, we hear a lot of stories about these things being stolen, but not usually associated with healthcare. Is it just because they haven't gotten around to it as much as they want to yet? What's happening there?
Because of the strict regulations, and because the health providers must know at any point in time where are the records and who has access to them, ransomware attacks, which are the ones where the attackers encrypt the data on your computer and ask you to pay money for the decryption key, are on the rise, and are especially on the rise in healthcare because of those regulations. So the healthcare providers are more eager to pay to get their information back, other than to deal with you know, the repercussions of dealing with losing data now that it's decrypted. So they are more inclined to pay, and that is what makes it lucrative for the cyber attackers.
All right, before we let you go, Alex, this morning, would you tell my partner across the table how delicious a Big Turk candy bar is?
What?
Well, it can be very delicious, I guess.
Yeah, of course they can, and we don't have them down here. He thinks putting jelly in a candy bar is wrong.
Alex isn't from... Are you from Canada, Alex?
Yes, I am.
You are? Wow. We love your bacon, but it's ham. You know that, right?
Yeah, and Mountain Dew, too, right?
Is Mountain Dew you guys? Oh, sign me up.
All right, where can we get more information on this to sort of prepare ourselves, I guess, for the future, Alex?
There's a lot of, you know, and in today's world, as soon as you Google something, instead of just getting the pinpoint information you want, you get swamped with so many articles and everyone's telling you to do something. The reality is the best that you can do is to find a good IT person and to have intelligent conversations, and they should educate you on what you need to know. Other than that, there's some information on my website, alexbladden.com, some information in my book, and if anyone wants to reach out, they can do it through my website.
That's Zlatin is how you spell that, right?
Correct.
All right, very good. It's been a pleasure having you on the show this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Pleasure is all mine, guys. Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day.